This year, Street of Beach in County Sligo rose to fame when it was featured in the TV series Normal People, and also in the docudrama Armada 1588, Shipwreck and Survival. That's a film which tells the story of Francesco de Colliar, a sea captain from one of the Spanish Armada ships wrecked at Streda. He survived, made his way back to Spain and wrote his memoirs. Joanna MacNicholas has been to Streda for seascapes, and there she met a walking guide, a marine archaeologist.
A few miles north of Sligo town, you will find Streda Beach. With its 3 kilometres of golden sands, it's hard to imagine that over 400 years ago, this stretch of spectacular coastline saw the loss of 1,100 lives from the Spanish Armada. I recently visited the Armada Monument at Streda to meet with local heritage guide and maritime archaeologist Oriel Robinson, and to find out a little bit more about the history of the area. Oriel guides people on a range of coastal walks and horseback trails along the Sligo coastline. But first, she explained what maritime archaeology is.
So a maritime archaeologist is someone who has a great interest in the sea and shipwrecks and anything that's submerged underwater, but also coastal. So there's lots of archaeological and historical sites along the coast of Ireland, for example, and I would have a great interest in that and have done a lot of research on it.
And here in Sligo now you do the coastal walks.
So I offer a number of different coastal walking tours, which would be the Spanish Armada Trail at Streda. Then I have Yates Trail at Ross's Point and my Strandhill Heritage Trail, and other walks including the area of Mullaghmore or even West Sligo at Ockris. So there's an awful lot of maritime history here and archaeological sites along the coast. So people have plenty to choose from when they come here.
We're here now at the Spanish Armada Monument. So what actually happened here at Streda?
So the Spanish Armada is a big interest of mine. I do a coastal walk of about 2 hours explaining about what happened here in 1588. So 3 huge shipwrecks are wrecked here at Streda. They're not visible, even at low tide, but we know they're here because they were first discovered in 1985. And that has to do with the whole Armada campaign, the Spanish attempt to invade England back in 1588. They were La Juliana, Santa Maria de Vizon, and La Lavia. And those 3 were on the same squadron, and they ended up being shipwrecked here in a huge storm in September, actually on September the 21st, which is just a few weeks ago now. And it was a terrible scene because at that time we were under English rule, and a lot of soldiers would have been sent up to the coast to search for any survivors of this storm. So anyone who was washed up here would have had very little chance of survival, both from drowning or from actually being killed on the beach. And we have a very interesting story here about a captain who escaped, called Captain Francisco de Colliar. And I tell people all about that story, about the underwater archaeology that's here, about the shipwrecks that were discovered in 1985, about the cannons that they found and all the material on the seabed. And then I also discuss about the whole landscape here, the surrounding mountains, the geology and local flora, seaweeds. I cover a whole lot of different subjects on my walk, including the Armada.
And what other coastal walks now do you do here on the Sligo coast?
So I do one at Ross's Point, which is not far from Sligo town. It's an easy walk. It's along a promenade and a little trackway. There I would discuss the Irish famine history and Sligo being a very busy emigration port during the famine years in the 1840s. I would discuss also about the maritime trade that happened since the Normans founded Sligo town. That was back in 1200, so there's actually 800 years of trading history with Sligo Harbour, with the rest of Europe and also abroad, America and even India. So there was a huge amount of produce that was being exported and imported throughout that time, which is kind of hard to believe now, because when you go to Sligo and you look out onto the harbour, you don't see very many ships or boats out there. In present day, it's more a leisure craft, whereas in the olden days it was a really busy merchant trading and market town.
This is a very beautiful area.
Where we're standing now is we're at Streda. We're overlooking a beautiful tidal lagoon here, and then you have a sand spit, and in the far distance you have Mullaghmore, which is a headland and a Wild Atlantic Way discovery point. It's very beautiful. There's a historic harbour there and also the castle, which was built by Lord Palmerston in the early 1800s. And that later ended up in the hands of Lord Louis Mountbatten.
You're also an experienced horsewoman, is that right?
I offer heritage and horseback experience, which is me accompanying people riding out on the coast, and it's very, very beautiful here. As you can see in front of us, we're in front of a tidal lagoon. You have mountains to the right, you've got the beautiful west coast of Donegal northwest of us here, and then you have Donegal Bay and Mullaghmore, and you know, it's so peaceful when you're out there, and people love it because they're on a horse's back, which is one of the most free places you can be on, and also they're by the shore and it's really quiet and there's wildlife around us, and it's a lovely experience. So I would explain about the local history and what went on and what happened during the Armada while we're out on horseback.
And I saw a video you have on your social media page where your horse is eating seaweed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so the cattle here and the horses, they do go down onto the shore, and I suppose they live in this environment, so they know what type of nutrients that they can get from the rocks. And they go down and they have an old lick from time to time. And they also munch on seaweed because it's full of nutrients and minerals, and they know that instinctively, they know to go for it. So I find that very entertaining. Because I grew up with horses, but I grew up in Meath, so we didn't have seaweed around us. So I love when they do that.
And what kind of seaweeds are there here on the beaches in Sligo?
Well, we have all kinds. You have bladderwrack, which is the most common one. Then you have a lot of different types of kelp. And then you also have the likes of dults or even Carrageenan moss. And in the olden days, seaweed would have been eaten a lot more by the Irish, as you know. Anyone who is living along the coast here would have been relying very much on it, particularly during famine years. So what we see now today when we go onto beaches is a completely different scene to how it would have been in the olden days. There would have been women and families out gathering seaweeds in baskets and taking it home for fertilizer or even making soup out of it. So there's actually a soup it's called cruisoch in Irish, and that would have been made by the islanders of Inishmurry off the coast here, probably on a very regular basis, where they added seaweeds and also shellfish, and they would have it as a type of soup or stew, and it was very, very good for them and nutritious and would have helped them in the winter time.
Did you ever do any diving?
Yeah, so I had to obviously learn how to dive if I was going to be going down looking at shipwrecks underwater. So I did that training when I was in England doing my master's, and we had to train to work underwater. And then I also, when I came back to Ireland then after the master's, I had to commercially train to work on wreck sites here. So it's a different type of diving to scuba diving. It's where you're wearing very heavy helmets, Kirby helmets, and then dry suits, and you're put down to the bottom along the seabed, and you have to be weighted down so that you can work underwater and not be floating. So it's quite different to actually, you know, pleasure diving and scuba diving, and it's not the easiest work in the world, especially in Ireland, because the conditions wouldn't be fantastic here. They can be, but it depends on the environment and where the wreck is. So I did quite a bit of that years and years ago. And it is very interesting work, but it's not for the faint-hearted.
There must be a lot of very interesting things down there.
There are, especially to do with the Armada, but only so much has been excavated to date. I mean, the first discovery of one of the Armada ships was in 1967, and that was in County Antrim, La Girona, and that was amazing because it produced a lot of gold and silver coins and beautiful relics which are of high value. But the thing is, with the Armada shipwrecks, there's very little of them left, and also we don't really have exact locations for a lot of them along the west coast, but it is likely that there is more jewels there lying in the seabed somewhere off the coast of Ireland. There's also a whole lot of wrecks which are dating to the World War I and World War II. There are aircraft underwater on our coastline. There's U-boats, there's merchant vessels, there's cruiser liners, there's all kinds of shipwrecks dating even back as far as the prehistoric period on our coastline right up to more recent times.
Oriel Robinson, owner and head guide of Sea Trails. And she provides a range of land and coastal tours in the Sligo region. And further information is available on her website, seatrails.ie. And Sea Trails is also on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Joanna McNicholas.